Good morning. Good morning. I'm broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts, like a second home to me here. There's two locations in New Bedford. I'm at the Acushnet Avenue up in the North End. You can get here by Ashley Boulevard or Acushnet Avenue, just a little bit north of New Bedford Voke. Come on by and see me at Honeydew Donuts. I've already had a great breakfast sandwich. I'm enjoying the unique flavored Red Bulls here. And we're going to have a great broadcast all morning long. Walter Moniz is the proprietor, the owner of the shop, does a great job, New Bedford guy through and through. Come on down to Honeydew Donuts. Speaking of another local guy, Tim Dunn is here with me. Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald. Good morning, Tim Dunn. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Chris. Good morning to you.
So, Tim Dunn, of course, many of you remember him when he was our news guy at WBSM. Then he went down the Cape. Then he went down to Fox News as a writer on Fox and Friends. And now he's back as the top political reporter at the Boston Herald, making news every day. Good morning, my friend. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm trying to, but...
You caught the governor the other morning.
Yeah, I did.
Tell people about that.
Well, Well, hopefully people have read the article so far, but it was Wednesday and she had a press conference. She was calling out President Trump. This time was for his tariffs on Canadian products, and she was trying to blame him for the high electric costs here in Massachusetts. So I just asked her, you know, the video has been everywhere. We've all seen it.
Right.
You know, do you think you stopping two gas pipelines coming into the state is a contributing factor? And she did not like me asking that. She didn't seem to like that, so she snapped at me, and our photographer at the Herald got a really good photo of her. So,
right?
Yeah, it was. It took off, it seems. So.
Oh, no, it's a big story. We're talking with Tim Dunn. He used to be the news director at WBSM. Then he went down to Fox News. Now he's at the Boston Herald. You can check him out at bostonherald.com.
Absolutely.
On Twitter, how do they find you?
At Consider Me Dunn.
At Consider Me Dunn.
Yes.
You're on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
All of that, and guys, he's doing great things on our behalf as a reporter, getting to the truth at the Boston Herald. Yeah, that story with the governor, because she blatantly lied, right?
She did. Well, you know, I've been thinking about it, Chris, because she came out yesterday too, and there, you know, and yesterday was all about LIHEAP and why President Trump should release the LIHEAP funding. What I'm thinking is this, and maybe I'm wrong. It seems like she's trying to get ahead of election season, and she's trying to say, you know, if that's her tactic, it's a weak one to me, but she's going to have as many press conferences, as many press releases as she can, blaming Trump for all these different energy things, so she can distance herself as much as possible.
I think
that's what she's trying to do.
You also covered the Minogue event last night at the Country Club.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was a huge turnout.
Yeah,
surprising.
Right?
You know, I actually haven't been to New Bedford Country Club, but it's not a humongous parking lot, but it's still pretty sizable, and I couldn't find a spot. I had to go park down the street and walk up, and, you know, I guess, hey, Mike attracted some good people, and Sheriff Hodgson, and,
yes.
You know, I saw all of them there. It was a great turnout.
Yeah, I got pictures of the crowd. I had a lot of friends who were there who were texting me. We'll have Tom Hodgson later. What's it like? Do you go up to the State House every day? Are you up there working a lot?
I'm up there a lot lately. I'm assuming I'll be up there probably, you know, 3 days a week probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm home today, luckily, so.
Home today.
Yeah.
Home today, and we appreciate it, Tim Dunn, you stopping by. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts up here on Acushnet Avenue. You can also get in from Ashley Boulevard. Beautiful store, great food, great drinks. Stop on by. We'll be here till noon. So what are the other big stories you've been working on up there, Tim?
Well, today I'm looking at the last night there was a Mass GOP state committee vote, and yes. There's a Jeff Deal endorsed vote, which went through, to endorse John Deaton for Senate.
Yes.
So it's interesting because John Deaton has ran and lost for Senate against this same person. So, you know, Liz Warren, the incumbent, and it's just an interesting move, especially it seems a little bit early for an endorsement too. So it's interesting why they're doing that. So I'm kind of trying to dig into that today. And anything else really? Also, Governor Healey announced her campaign staff people. Not a huge story. That might be a little weekend note. Actually, a funny thing. I'm doing a Pauls in Politics thing. It's a little small kind of short blurbs column. You know about it.
I know about it. Been there forever.
For the Sunday paper. And,
nice to have that now.
One thing people don't know is yesterday at Governor Healey's press conference, something funny happened behind the scenes. We thought there was going to be another story where someone fainted all of a sudden. one of her staff members, and the governor ran through the cameras and was like, you know, pretty bravely hysterical, but sure. Trying to look out for a staff member. And it turns out she just tripped over camera stuff and just face planted in front of the entire media. So that'll be a little. Our photographer got it all.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it'll be on. It'll be in the Sunday Herald. So
I'm kind of sympathetic to that because that recently happened to me. But
you have an excuse. You have an excuse. This is like a 30-year-old, you know, right. Young person. But
Tim, what about the legislatures attempting? Chairman Cusack tried to put forward a bill that would have stripped out some of the green energy provisions that are driving up the cost of energy. What's happening with that?
Well, they punted on it, and it's surprising because it was a you know Democrat-sponsored bill. Some of the some of Governor Healey's provisions were in that bill, okay. You know, and they decided to punt on it until most likely probably next year. But you know how slow things move in that legislature. It could be till July till they even look at it again, and. You know, that's right before all this, you know, all the cold weather's coming in, the polar vortex and all this cold weather. And, the only thing that's opposition, the only opposition to it so far has been climate activists because it would have lessened some of the climate mandates, the 2030 mandates. So climate activists are upset about it being punted on because they wanted to kill it, I think.
But, yes, they wanted to kill it totally. Yeah.
So, but it's interesting how Healey even deflects from that. We asked her yesterday if there's any criticism towards state lawmakers. You know, they're punting on this. It's most likely not going to come back to a committee even before the winter's over. Mm-hmm. You know, do they have any blame? Nope. It's all Trump. It's just all Trump. That's all it is.
But I mean, and it remains to be seen whether that dog will hunt. We're speaking with Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald. Tim, of course, used to be at WBSM. Then he went down to Fox News, and now he's at the Boston Herald. You can catch him on Twitter at Consider Me Dunn.
Yep.
Right? He's also on Facebook, and he's at the Boston Herald. Every day, he's churning out the truth for us. On that state GOP, because I know John Deaton, I think what they're trying to do, I think what they succeeded in doing, is blocking anybody from participating in the primary against him.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that means John Deaton will be the U.S. Senate nominee of the Republican Party without a primary vote. I understand the tactics behind it. I don't think he would have had a problem winning the nomination anyway, but I guess now we can move forward and go right after Ed Markey.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, it's. I guess the one thing that's tough, too, is it's always an uphill, but I think of any Republican versus Democrat race in the state, the two Senate race, it's just how are you going to beat them?
Right.
How? And who? Because, you know, you can criticize whoever lost, because I know I did that, but to be fair to John Deaton or even Jeff Deal or anybody else, you know, who else could run and beat a Markey or a Warren in the state?
Exactly. No, you're 100% right. Now, last night, yesterday I interviewed Mike Minogue. You can hear it on the podcast. You heard it. And then you were at the event last night covering it for the Boston Herald out at the Country Club that was put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee. Huge crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big. It was definitely a couple hundred people there. Yeah. I would say it was packed inside. Again, packed parking lot. I had to walk up, you know, from down the road. I had to find a safe place to park. But yeah, you could not get into New Bedford Country Club yesterday.
He's quite a candidate. But again, that's a very competitive primary. You've been covering Short Sleeve. You've been covering Keneally's campaign. And now you're covering Minogue's campaign.
And what's interesting with Minogue, too, is he also, and I had to get off the, get on the phone when I was listening to you eventually, but we did run a story today that he's also pledging to decline his governor's salary.
He is.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. You know, and everyone could say, oh, he's a multimillionaire, but hey, he's doing it. You know, and President Trump got a lot of praise for doing the same thing.
Yes.
And that does speak volumes, you know.
The other thing Minogue is doing is he's crossed the aisle and he's personally funding the lawyers for the audit, the legislature.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you guys talked about that.
How's that going along? Where's that?
Not too well.
Okay.
We ran a story, I believe earlier this week, maybe even last week. It was this young gentleman, Javonte Robinson. He had been arrested in August and charged with possession of a dangerous weapon, a knife. And he had also, I think there was an assault charge on there. A lot of, you know, not good stuff.
Yes.
And because of the public defender shortage, there's a protocol in the state law called the Lavelle Protocol, where after 45 days, and reasonably so, if you aren't appointed any public defender, you have your cases, your charges drop, case dismissed.
Yep.
And that's what happened to him. Well, what do you know? Come the second week of November, he's arrested for murder. So that's obviously not a good trend to have in a state,
right,
if you're letting people who are very dangerous out, and that's kind of what's going on now. So it's a there doesn't seem to be a new raise in sight for them, though.
Yeah. We're speaking with Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald, covers politics for the Boston Herald. We're here live at Honeydew Donuts in the north end of New Bedford. Stop on by. You can get in by Acushnet Avenue or Ashley Boulevard. Great food, great drinks here at Honeydew Donuts. Tim, how is the Republican primary for governor? What are your theories on it now? How's it going? I mean, it's pretty active now.
Right? It is pretty active, and all these candidates are pretty active. And every day they're flooding me with, as they should be. You know, yes. if as you always say, Chris, if I don't know your name, that's your fault.
Exactly,
you know, so
right?
So I know their names, and we all should know their names by now. But it's for me, it's early to say, and who would be a front runner? I'm not too sure yet, but they all seem to have pretty clear plans going forward, pretty clear messages, and they have some good people on their campaigns. I mean, I met Aaron McGuire over the phone. I met rest of Mike Minow's campaign, Logan Truppiano, who we both know. He's experienced at the Mass GOP working with Keneally, and everyone knows Holly Robichaud working with Brian Shortsleeve. So they all have some pretty good staff behind them. It's going to be an interesting primary.
And they're all very capable of fundraising.
Oh, absolutely.
I think each one of them has personal wealth of varying degrees. I think Minogue is probably the wealthiest, but I'm not 100% on that. The governor had someone on her staff recently arrested for cocaine trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre.
It was bizarre.
Right? That's never happened in the state. I don't know of any governor in the country that ever had a senior staffer arrested for cocaine trafficking.
I haven't either, and that story broke right before I started at the Herald, and that really got me going crazy because you're news bone, you're just itching to get on and do something. But that was unbelievable, and I get just like you. I've never heard anything like this. I mean, and not it wasn't a small amount of coke. He wasn't out partying and just having a good time. He had a lot. He had Tony Montana levels of cocaine.
Literally tons of cocaine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean that's. If not hundreds of thousands, maybe even getting close to millions of dollars in cocaine.
So the calculation I saw from various law enforcement people, back of the envelope, was it was millions of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has and always will be the rich person's drug. So,
Tim, I really appreciate you coming by this morning. Here to Honeydew Donuts. What's your favorite thing at Honeydew Donuts?
Favorite thing at Honeydew Donuts? I'm pretty simple. I like the donuts, but I'm also a hot chocolate guy. I don't drink coffee, but I'll be the guy getting hot chocolate in July.
Hot chocolate in July. I like that. I like that. Tim, I appreciate you doing a great job as you did at WBSM, as you did at Fox News. You're doing a great job at Boston Herald. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. Thanks. Follow him at Consider Me Done on Twitter. All right. Guys, I got a very important message for you. The New Bedford Police Union is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract, for better education and training programs for their officers, new police equipment, technology, and safe police staffing levels. They can't do this alone. Please support your public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. Safety is everything, right? For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or their website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. We're live from Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue in the city of New Bedford. Come on.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. Good morning, Friday morning. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue. And we have my longtime friend, Walter Moniz, the proprietor of this great shop with us. Walter, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Chris. It's not just one shop, but it's the best Honeydew in town today. You know why? Because you guys are here broadcasting live and getting all the business business community, the residents in the area, to all stop by and make us part of their special day.
Walter, what do you do for the holidays? Thanksgiving, you make special donuts, all kinds of great stuff, right?
For every season, we make special donuts. We try to spice it up a little bit. We, our baker goes out of his way to decorate all our donuts and make the presentation 1,000% appealing for our customers and for all any new customers that are walking in. So we try to be part of everyone's special holidays.
Walter Moniz, of course, owns this store, this Honeydew Donuts, up here on Acushan Avenue. We're broadcasting until noon today. Also has the one on Conway Street, down off Route 18. Both locations are great. Walter, you did a really good thing during the government shutdown. Any federal workers that were still work, you'd give them free coffee. I thought that was great.
Well, we have to remember, these are our customers that support me and Honeydew each and every day. They come from the communities, so that's the least that we can do as a business owner. I wasn't happy with the shutdown. I wasn't happy with a lot of the benefits that were supporting our struggling families here, in New Bedford. So as a business owner, we wanted to give back to our same customers that support us every day by offering free breakfast to our government workers as long as they provided credentials.
We have Walter Moniz. Of course, we're in his shop today here on Honeydew Donuts on Acushan Avenue. Come on down, just a little bit north of Vocational School, if you need some directions. Walter, I already had a great breakfast sandwich this morning. I'm having one of your Red Bull drinks. These are unique to Honeydew Donuts. Explain what it is.
We have sugar-free and regular Red Bull drinks, and we have the special flavors that we mix it with the ice and the Red Bull. We have peach, we have black raspberry, we have blue raspberry, your co-worker's favorite. We have mango, peach you had this morning.
Yeah, the peach is great.
So the list goes on and on. We have many flavors, and we mix it in our Red Bulls. And believe it or not, those are our most popular drinks here at Honeydew at all our locations.
I believe it. Yes. First thing I said, and I'm normally a coffee
great
drinker.
This is a great way to energize you in the morning, right?
It really is. It really is. So, Walter, you have just great stores here, and you got a great regular crowd that comes in every morning. You can sit down, read the paper. You got internet access. I mean, this is just a great store.
It's a great store because what makes it is the employees that we have.
Yes,
they're hard workers. They've been here for years. They know the customer. By the time they walk in, they know exactly what they want. It's ready by the time they're at the register. So it's like a close family. And we try to host events all year long. We did the backpack program, the free backpacks for kids going back to school. We have a holiday party here every Saturday beginning in December. We're going to have Santa Claus here.
Oh, nice.
Free hot chocolate through the whole month of December on Saturday. So we have a list of events that we want our customers to be able to know that we thank them tremendously for supporting us all year long.
We're here at Honeydew Donuts broadcasting live on Acushan Avenue. Walter Moniz, the owner of the shop, he's here with us. Everything here is fresh. That's the thing I notice about this store. Over the last couple of visits, everything's made here, right?
Everything is made in-house. We have a full-time baker 7 days a week that works 24 hours a day. We never run out of donuts. We always have somebody on standby right by the ovens. And yes, the muffins, the bagels, the donuts, everything is fresh, and we guarantee that.
And you even had the Boston Herald here. Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald stopped by, was my guest earlier in the hour. So you're even attracting the Boston media down here to Honeydew Donuts.
Yes, and I think we talked about it earlier, but we're getting closer to that north, to that Boston area.
Yes.
We're actually going to be closing on two more locations, one in Raynham, getting closer to that Boston community.
This is wild.
And also Middleborough. People like what we're doing, and there's opportunities out there, so we're going after it. We believe in our product, and we think that our customers believe in our product.
They
and it's fresh sandwiches, fresh hash browns, fresh pastry, and most importantly, a business that appreciates the community.
Absolutely. Walter, I'm so proud of you, my friend. We've known each other a long time. We've been friends
a long time.
We
used to meet here years ago.
We did.
You and I and Dennis Farias.
We met here years ago.
We weren't from the same party, but
no.
But Chris, this is what I tell all my Democratic friends. If you meet Chris, he's an amazing guy. It's not about the party. And sometimes you need to debate the issues,
yes.
You know. And that's what is healthy here in the community or America is debating the issues. But at the end of the day, we shook hands.
Yes.
And
I was right.
And we love each other, right?
We love each other. Yeah. Walter, but I love that you as a small business owner are expanding. Yeah. You're going north. Middleborough, Rainham, you're closing on those locations. You have two in the here in the city of New Bedford. They're both doing great. I mean, you have really loyal customers. And they're loyal to you because you're loyal to them.
Yes. We love our customers. New Bedford is where I got started, working for the mayor for 8 years and then going into private business. And the one thing I never forgot is how super amazing the community was to me. And people ask me all the time, why do you always give away the shop? And I say, well, it's pretty simple because I never came for money. And I appreciate the people that walk through my store. Yep. And if I can give something and help, I will.
You're an extraordinarily generous guy, Walter. I know that. Everybody in this community knows that. I love that you have me down here. I love that my listeners can come in and say hello. Yeah. I met a guy named Jamie earlier who stopped by. Yeah. Says he comes here and he just lives around the corner. Yeah. And when he got in the car and he came by to say hello. I mean, tons of people are coming by. We're right here off of Cushion Avenue. Honeydew Donuts will be here till noon time today. Walter, you're an extraordinary guy.
If you don't mind, I just want to add that I want to thank the radio station. I want to thank Sue Porter and everyone that puts this together, especially you and your producer here.
Matthew,
you guys are amazing. And I'll tell you why, because there isn't too many radio stations that come out and broadcast live with the business community. Right. You are one of the few ones that actually come out, partner up with our business community, and also you bring awareness.
Thank you.
to the viewers, and I can't thank you for that, for your commitment, and also to bring in awareness to the political issues.
Thank you.
We just had an election, a local election. You played a big part bringing awareness to the public. So thank you for that, Chris, as always.
Thank you, Walter, my friend.
Thank you.
What a great store you have here. What a great business. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Walter. All right. Folks, if you want to call in, you can. It's 508-996-0500. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts right on Cushion Avenue. Come on in. The food is fresh. Like Walter said, it's all made here. I just had a sausage bagel sandwich. I'm having a drink. I may dig into a blueberry donut here in a moment. But there's a lot going on. There really is. Yesterday, we had another candidate for governor here on the program, Mike Minogue. Then last night, they had a party out at the country club, a meet and greet. Didn't cost anything. I know a lot of you are out there. Sorry, we'll have Tom Hodgson at 11 o'clock. He was one of the organizers who put it together. I think Mike Minogue will be a very strong candidate in the primary. Should he get the nomination of the party? Well, look, my opinion is whoever wins the nomination of the Republican Party for governor is likely the next governor. And I say this as someone who voted for Maura Healey. If you listen to this program long enough, you know that I do vote for the person that I think could do the best job. It's not all party for me. I am a Republican. But there are times when I recognize the Republicans haven't nominated the best person for the job for whatever reason. So I voted for Healey, but I got to tell you, she has really disappointed us. Embarrassed the state, to tell you the truth. But also, the utility rates you're paying, outrageous. And she doesn't seem to even comprehend what her role in all that is. All right, we're taking your calls today at 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Chris. Billy Sapphire.
Good morning.
You know, Walter Moniz, I'm going to tell you a story. You know that I've been in politics, and I picketed City Hall back in the year 2000, and he used to work for Kalis. Walter Moniz, all the people that worked for the mayor and the city council, City Hall, he's the only guy I've ever seen when he was leaving the City Hall, his feet never touched the ground. He was always in a rush. He was always running to help people. And yes. I've seen that firsthand with Walter Meade when he was working for Chaos. So I'm glad that you had him on, and I just want to give him a lot of credit what he does for the people.
Thanks, Kelly. Well, no, I think that's an excellent observation. Walter Meade is a real go-getter and really appreciates people.
He never touched the ground. All right.
Thanks for the call, Gilly. Thank you. You too, my friend. You too. You know, for 78 years, Carter's Clothing has been the South Coast's one-stop shop for clothing and footwear. And this Christmas, they're making gift-giving even easier. Carter's has the best prices on all top-name brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. You got to go into Carter's to see all the great brands, the great quality products. They even have very unique New Bedford products there as well. So check out Carter's Clothing, and you can find something for everyone with over 75 styles of boots, cozy flannels, hoodies, and jackets and vests. Perfect for the winter, perfect for holiday gifts, perfect for Christmas time. Best of all, free parking is available at both of their locations, in New Bedford and in Fall River. You know, there's nothing more miserable than going out to browse and shop and coming back to find a parking ticket on your car, right? That doesn't happen when you shop at Carter's. You park right in their lot. You can browse for as long as you like, make a purchase, and come out to your safe vehicle waiting for you. Gift cards are available in all denominations. Shop small, shop local this Christmas with Carter's Clothing. You can visit us at cartersma.com. Make a shopping list right off their website, and then go right in and buy it all right there in the stores, both in Fall River and New Bedford. Free parking at both locations. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts in the north end of New Bedford, live on Acushan Avenue. Come on down. Stop by. We'd love to see you. Get a great breakfast sandwich, one of these great drinks, coffee, hot chocolate, or the Red Bull drinks. They're uniquely to Honeydew Donuts, unique to Honeydew Donuts. Take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day. Well, I don't know if it's beautiful, but every day is beautiful when you're waking up in the greater New Bedford area, right? Every day is beautiful. The story today is I'm broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts. Many people are stopping by, hearing me on the radio and stopping by to say hello, get some coffee, get some donuts, stroke their egos a little bit. Come on down, young man. Come on down. Get on the radio here at Honeydew Donuts.
Wipe those crumbs off your cheek. Yeah, there you go.
There's a cop criticizing me for eating donuts.
I was going to say, Walter Meade is a very caring man. He loves law enforcement. Thus, he bought a chain of donut shops. Thank you, Walter Meade, for taking care of law enforcement.
Hank Turgeon, nice to see you once again in the north end of New Bedford. You used to roam these streets, kept them safe. How many decades?
Area, but I was with the department for 37 years. 37 years.
And yet he still keeps his phone on when he sits down at a live mic.
I do. Well, I got grandkids now, so I got to make sure I focus on them.
How's Big Hank doing?
Big Hank is good. They finally moved him over to Charlton. For those that know my father and listen, he had open heart surgery, some complications after the surgery, but he's finally been moved over to Charlton for therapy.
They do great work over there.
Yeah,
that's where they rehabilitated me.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time over there. Yeah. In fact, I heard there's a restraining order to keep you out of there.
I hope so. I hope I don't have to go back. But if I do, that's the place to go, really.
You called me right away and you told me that's where he should be. Yes. So that's where he is.
Hank, you got an opportunity to talk to Minogue yesterday. But you've also talked to all three now of the Republican candidates, people who are running for the governor's office. Give us your assessment of Minogue.
Well, I'm not just going to focus on Minogue, Chris. I'm going to first thank you, thank WBSM, Sheriff Hodgson, Republican Committee, Joanne, fantastic. They're doing more for the people of South Coast, you guys, yep, to bring these candidates down and we're getting a wealth of information, things that I would have never have known.
Right.
The opportunity I've had to meet all three candidates is mind-blowing. These guys are outstanding.
Yes.
It's going to be very tough to pick one.
It is.
But last night, Minogue shined.
He did a
fantastic job. It was a huge crowd. You just heard Tim Dunn talk about it. It was a big crowd up there.
It's a Boston Herald reporter, yeah, for those of you who missed it.
And I seen people on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
So he's attracting a good group of people that want to hear what he has to offer, and I think if he gets in, Massachusetts is going to be on a track to really start to come around to what we think is a good state again.
We're talking to Hank Turgeon, of course, he's a longtime member of the New Bedford Police Department, head of the union for many, many years. What do you think of the other candidates? I mean, Keneally and Shortsleeve are both very strong candidates as well.
Yeah, and it's not just what they're pitching to try and get my vote. It's the lives that they've lived going up to
right.
it. So, and that's what I take into account when I go into this next election is, what have they done to put them in this position now? And when you listen to all of them, they all have big faith. And that's number one. They have a lot of faith in God. They feel that they're on a mission to help protect all of us. And then you look at their military careers, their business aspects. Then you look at Maura Healey and you say, she's been in politics her whole life. That's
right.
all that she knows.
Right.
These guys know real life. They've,
right.
they've suffered. They've come from nothing and built themselves up. Maura Healey didn't. She's been handed a silver platter.
Right.
And she forgets about how it's impacting us on a day-to-day basis.
We have Hank Turgeon stop by. Of course, we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue, Walter Moniz's shop. What a great place. Food is great. As Hank said, Walter's great to police. That's why he loves police so much he bought a chain of donut shops. It's a good joke. I like that, actually, Hank.
Well, I'm hoping that we can get Walter to somehow sponsor the New Bedford Police Union's pub crawl that's going to be coming up in, I think it's like a week or so. I used to be big in it. Now that I'm out of the union, retired, I don't go as much, but they're having their ugly sweater pub crawl downtown. If
when?
We can get Walter, I'll look it up as we talk, but if we
yeah.
can get Walter to somehow put some donuts out. We'll do some challenges like push-ups.
Yes.
And as they go down, they can each eat a glazed donut as they're doing push-ups. I know you like that, right? That's good.
I've done that.
Yeah.
that sounds like a lot of fun.
And just, it is, it's December 6th downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock. So December 6th downtown, you can reach out to any of the New Bedford police officers. They'll be able to get you tickets. You can reach out to New Bedford Police Union on
okay.
their Facebook page. They're doing phenomenal things. And that fundraiser is for the Unity Tour that you know you've sponsored
oh,
us,
it's
Chris,
the best.
For many years. It's a 320-mile ride from New Jersey, bicycle ride, from New Jersey to Washington, D.C. over 4 years. It opens up Police Week, National Police Week. We've honored Mike Cassidy.
Yeah.
He's been placed on the wall. We got to ride on his behalf. But they
still haven't paid his benefits.
No, unfortunately not.
And
we have another officer that's out there that's fighting right now, hopefully between Senator Mark Montigny's office. Yes, LeVar Gilbert. Mark's office is working very hard on it. Chris Hendricks' office is working hard. I know it's in the third reading right now. But LeVar, who's...
He got shot
in the face for
right.
this city, working
right.
for this city, trying
right.
to keep this city safe. And it seems like everything. You heard Tim Dunn talk about legislation that's going to be booted into next year, how long it takes.
Right.
It's incredible that when we're talking about someone's livelihood, the benefits for either the person or their family, that our government officials take this long to get things
elected
done.
Elected officials, I don't not understand it. I really do not.
It's very, very troubling, and I can see why the lower class people like myself are starting to get tired of parties.
Right.
And we just want individuals that are going to get in there and do the right thing, not fight each other over what's after your name, an R or a D.
Right. Thanks for stopping by, Hank.
Thank you,
Turgeon. We really appreciate it. Give your father our love.
I will. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts in the north end of New Bedford. Stop by. Welcome back to the show. Thanks, Hank Turgeon. He tried to steal the donut right out of my mouth. What's that? How do you like working here for Walter?
I love it.
You love it?
I do.
Come here. What's your name, sweetheart?
Natalia.
Natalia?
Yes.
How long have you been working here?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. That nose ring hurt?
No, it didn't.
It didn't?
No.
Did you do it yourself or someone do that for you?
I went to a parlor shop for it.
You did?
Yes.
Would it look good for me to get one?
Absolutely.
Look at that. What about Matt? Matthew?
Absolutely.
Can you do it?
I could. I've done it before to other people.
All right, stick around. Stick around. I love this. We have Natalia here at the Honeydew Donuts in the north end of New Bedford. She's going to pierce Matthew's nose later in the segment. I'm just joking, Board of Health. We're not going to do that here. But we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts in the north end of New Bedford, one of Walter Moniz's shops. What a great place. We came back from the commercial a little early, and I had a donut in my mouth. That's how good they are. I would recommend anything with chocolate on it, and the blueberry glazed donuts, amazing. The breakfast sandwiches, everything's fresh. I had a bagel and sausage sandwich earlier. Absolutely amazing. Really fresh bagels, really good stuff. Of course, the coffee, everything's good. Even right down to the spring water, everything's good here at Honeydew Donuts. We will have a rolling cast of characters coming through to say hello, elected officials, regular listeners to the program. Stop on by. Here, it's right off of Cushion Avenue or actually Boulevard, depending on which way you want to come in to the Honeydew Donuts. The recount in Ward 2 sustained the victory of Scott Pemberton. So Scott Pemberton will be sworn in by Dennis Farias in January and take over as the Ward 2 city councilor after the long reign of Maria Giesta. Right? So we here at the program were looking at campaign finance. Maria Giesta left almost $5,000 on the table in her bank account and lost by 12 votes. She had $4,700 left in her bank account that she could have spent to influence and remind the people of the work she did, except that she had nothing to say, obviously, right? Nothing to say. I never been involved in a campaign that left almost $5,000 in the bank and lost by a dozen votes after almost 10 years in office. Absolutely hilarious, really, quite frankly. So congratulations, Scott Pemberton. And congratulations to people of Ward 2 for realizing you had to make a change, and you did it. Congratulations, Ward 2. We can stick around for the